Good evening, everyone. Happy Monday. We are live in the studio, streaming live at Facebook Live right here. Steve Talks 321, and we are here to talk about something we haven't really talked about in a long time here with my awesome host of Space Coast Podcast Studios, Jesse Hall.
Nice hey, to have
Jesse,
you back.
Where's nice, my applause?
Nice to have you back, buddy.
So I say that in honesty that, you know, we haven't really talked about cruises for a while because we've just kind of just let things play out as they have. And now can't believe it's already been, you know, a year and 3 months now since we've had a cruise out of the U.S.
Yeah, and a year in about 13 months, I guess it was the end of March that we were supposed to cruise.
Since we were supposed to, that's right.
So we are in a deficit, bro.
So it's been long awaited, long overdue, but now we finally have something we can bite into and we can just taste it now. We're right around the corner from actual U.S. sailings. And pleased to announce we have a very special guest on air with us tonight, live streaming in from his work home down in West Palm Beach, Florida via Skype. It is one of the highest ranking cruise members of the Royal Caribbean Crown and Anchor Society, which is a pinnacle club level member. He's sailed on over 100 different cruises, not just in the U.S., but over and abroad too. He's had Mediterranean cruises, he's had Caribbean cruises, he's had Alaskan cruises, and it is the one and only Nick Vitani. Welcome aboard. Ahoy, mate. So, Nick.
Thank you.
He's got something very special to announce about an upcoming sailing he's going to be on. Nick, it's a pretty special one, isn't it?
Yes, it is. This Saturday.
This Saturday.
I'll be on the first Royal Caribbean cruise coming back from the hiatus. It'll be the first Royal Caribbean cruise in North America leaving this Saturday from Nassau, Bahamas on the Adventure of the Seas.
Wow.
It's going to be very special.
So
I was on the very last cruise before the shutdown. I stepped off the ship and they never embarked any new passengers. So I was on the very last cruise that sailed, and I'm going to be on the first cruise on Royal Caribbean that is back in the North America.
Amazing. So the anticipation of the last year, booking cruises, having them canceled, having to go back in, you know, I know you've had more than just a handful that you've had to shuffle, lift, and they call it lift, the shift, FCCs, future cruise credits. So how many times, you know, give a roundabout number, how many times have you had to go through this over the last 15 months? And what made you feel like this is the one that's finally going to happen?
I've had 41 cruises canceled since the global suspension.
That's so many.
And it's been very frustrating. Also, I will just let you know, I'm a Royal Caribbean travel partner, which is a travel agent specializing in Royal Caribbean group bookings. So I can book cruises for people on Royal Caribbean International, Celebrity Cruises, and Silver Sea. So I book cruises for people on all three of those lines. And I have a lot of clients that had many cruises canceled as well. And we've had to juggle the future cruise credits. And luckily, by this point, they finally allowed us to use the future cruise credits in sort of like a cash voucher so we can stack them and apply them across a reservation. Uh-huh. So that's really helped quite a bit. So with all the cruises canceled, we were all getting 125% future cruise credit. And so between that and the lift and shift, where they previously had let us lift and shift, which basically take any existing booking and shift it to 1 year later. And there were very little rules to that. And so I had a really good deal going where I was purposely booking a really cheap cabin, like a suite and the cheapest cruise I could find, and then shifting it to 1 year later on a cruise that would normally be thousands of dollars more, but they locked in the original price. I've done that for many, many clients, saving thousands and thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, they put an end to that program. And so after that, which was in January, they only allowed people to lift and shift a canceled cruise that they canceled to next year. And it was only on the same ship or same port of call that they embarked from. So they restricted that program. But while the time was there, I was able to really take advantage of the lift and shift and save thousands of dollars. So let me tell you about really quick what's going to happen here in the sailings leaving out of Nassau, Bahamas. So Royal Caribbean is going to be starting June 12th to do 7-night sailings. They're going to do 13 of these sailings, and everyone on the ship over 16 is required to be vaccinated. After August 1st, everyone over 12 is going to be required to be vaccinated. They're limiting capacity to 40 to 50% of the total occupancy. So the ship basically will be empty. The last voyage that I was on in March of 2020, we had 49, it was at 49% capacity, because by then people were canceling because of COVID just starting. I was on the ship and it was 49% capacity and it was like a ghost town. So I can tell you, these ships are going to feel very empty. They're going to ramp up slowly, and we won't have to wear masks on the ship at all. We can take our own shore excursions if we want. It's going to be quite different because the cruises that are planning to leave from the U.S., I'll just go over that real briefly. Royal Caribbean, even though they're requiring vaccinations on their cruises out of Nassau and then the Celebrity cruises out of St. Martin, they also are requiring vaccines. However, the cruises out of the U.S., the Royal Caribbean cruises, they will not be requiring vaccinations. And so they still believe that the majority of people will choose to be vaccinated anyway, but they're going to have different protocol on the ships leaving out of the U.S. on Royal Caribbean. There's going to be testing required for people that are not vaccinated. So you can either show proof of vaccination, or if you're not vaccinated, then you have to go through the various testing protocol. Right. So they think in this way, it's going to make people get vaccinated to avoid all the hassle of all the frequent testing.
Right.
There is a Celebrity cruise ship leaving that will be the first Royal Caribbean group leaving from the mainland U.S. It's going to be June 26th out of Fort Lauderdale. This is the Celebrity Edge, and they are requiring vaccinations. Now, this is in direct conflict with Governor DeSantis' law that is going to go into effect July 1st, which will ban any companies requiring vaccinations. So this sailing leaves June 26th. So I think they're probably going to be the only one that's going to require vaccinations, unless there's some sort of a exemption that the governor will be able to craft up to save face. But the Royal Caribbean cruises, they're going to be doing test cruises, which is required by the CDC for cruises that do not require vaccinations. So the first test cruise in the U.S. on Royal Caribbean will be June 20th on the Freedom of the Seas out of Miami. And that will in turn be the very first sailing out of the U.S. mainland on July 2nd. It's going to be a 3-night Bahamas sailing. It's going to join us in Coco Cay for a special 4th of July fireworks extravaganza at Coco Cay.
Wow. Exciting.
And out of Port Canaveral, since we're all very interested in Brevard County, there's going to be test cruises being run on the Allure of the Seas and also Mariner of the Seas in late July and late August, respectively. So the tentative start dates on real cruises out of Port Canaveral are the Allure of the Seas will be start cruising August 8th out of Port Canaveral.
Wow.
And the Mariner of the Seas is planned to start August 23rd out of Port Canaveral.
Yay!
These are non-vaccinated cruises, but the CEO spoke today and said he still believes that most people will choose to be vaccinated, and it may end up being either 90, it could be 95% of the people could be vaccinated. So they're saying that they're not going to require vaccinations because Royal Caribbean is a family-oriented line, and there may be many with families that kids are under 12 and they're not eligible to be vaccinated. And the interesting thing is Carnival and Norwegian still are saying they're going to require guests to be vaccinated.
Yes.
However, those cruise lines are not planning to be starting until
later in
September,
the year,
October, November. So I don't know what their strategy is, but I think it'd be better to start sooner and get some money coming in. So if Royal Caribbean's the only game in town, they should be doing well. But they are going to ramp up slowly. They're going to have limited capacity. And I think for the U.S. protocol, it's not finalized yet, but they, you know, I don't know how they're going to do this. If I guess if you're not vaccinated, you're going to have something on your card identifying that, and you're going to have to wear masks. And then the unvaccinated people will have some sort of identifying factor. They don't have to wear that. They will have to wear masks. The vaccinated people can bypass all the testing and they don't have to wear masks. So I guess in some way there's an incentive to get vaccinated if you're able to. So they still believe most people will be vaccinated.
Right.
On the flip side, there's going to be those that want to be on a vaccinated cruise, because when we go back to Nassau July 3rd, my wife is very happy because everyone's going to be vaccinated. She does not want to be around a bunch of unvaccinated people. So I have a cat on my lap, meowing. But, you know, so there's kind of two ways to look at it. But we know all the protocol for the Nassau cruises. Everything is set. We had to get a Bahamas health visa,
right,
which was $40. And you show proof of vaccination, then you don't have to show a negative COVID test prior to entry. And you don't have to do a daily health screening and a health questionnaire, because if you were to travel to Bahamas today, not vaccinated, hello, kitty, you would not only have to provide a negative COVID test within 3 days of arrival, you have to respond with an email every day with the health questionnaire. And you would be fined if you do not do that. So they give you an incentive for getting vaccinated.
Right.
They do require everyone in public in the Bahamas to wear masks in public, which is not a big deal.
Like outside walking the streets?
Yeah. They just require masks in public. And on the ports of call, we're going to do Coco Cay. We don't need masks there because it's a private island. Everyone's vaccinated. Grand Bahama Island, you need masks in public because it's the Bahamas. And Cozumel, I don't think you need a mask in public either. I think they're pretty well open.
All right.
But, you know, the thing is, if you're vaccinated, you have an added level of protection.
Okay.
And we saw a golfer yesterday lose $1.7 million that he probably would have won the tournament if he didn't get COVID. And I think if he was vaccinated, he may not have gotten it. So who knows? But we just think, you know, we'll go ahead and get the vaccination so we can cruise. And so the protocols for Nassau are known, but for the U.S., they're not quite known yet, but they're still got they've got the test cruises scheduled. The first one is June 20th. And so once those test cruises start going and they're successful, then, like I said, they're going to have the Freedom of the Seas July 2nd, and they're going to have the Mariner and the Allure starting out of Port Canaveral in early August and middle August.
So while we were talking, we had a screenshot of a summary that Royal Caribbean posted online. It's the Freedom of the Seas 3- and 4-night cruises to the Bahamas. You know, Perfect Day at Coco Cay starting July 2nd. Odyssey of the Seas, which was docked at Port Canaveral over the weekend. Beautiful ship. 6- and 8-night Southern and Western Caribbean cruises from Fort Lauderdale starting July 3rd. And you've got the Serenade of the Seas, which is Alaska from Seattle, starting in July 19th. Allure of the Seas, which you had mentioned, 7-night Eastern and Western Caribbean cruise. I love the Allure. I've been on that a couple times. Starting August 8th, the Ovation of the Seas, which is an Alaskan cruise from Seattle, starts in August. And the Symphony of the Seas, 7-night Eastern and Western Caribbean from Miami, starting August 14th. Independence of the Seas, starting out of Galveston, that's a 7-night Western Caribbean August. And then the Mariner, like you mentioned, starting August 23rd, 3- and 4-night, which, you know, the Mariner is staying put. That's great. We all love the Mariner. So It just says here that cruises not on the list will be canceled through the end of August, and affected customers will have the option to receive a full refund. Or, of course, you know, you can take your credit. So that's all pretty cool information. Now, I wanted to reference, you had mentioned something about Carnival, you know, and Norwegian starting later in the year. So this is just out from Carnival, and it says they're a late July start. The Carnival Breeze and the Vista, which is the first one to set sail out of Galveston, is July 3rd, and then Carnival Breeze on July 15th. CDC and, of course, Carnival says, yep, you must have a vaccine to sail on their ships, and your last dose must be received no later than 14 days prior to the beginning of the cruise, and you must have proof of that. The other ships and other ports identified for July restart is the Carnival Horizon out of Port of Miami, and that's in July sometime. So it doesn't say specifically when Port Canaveral will have a sailing from Carnival yet, but Norwegian did say that it is not going to sail the Escape until November from Port Canaveral. So right now, as it stands, there's no Norwegian, you know, stated as of right now on the list until November.
Does Carnival say when the Mardi Gras sails?
That's a great question, and it's not listed on here. But the Mardi Gras, and that was our next topic, wanted to talk about the Mardi Gras because you were out there, Jesse.
Yeah.
Doing some video, and there was over 1,500 spectators that saw the arrival of this ship. This ship is an incredible sight, and I'm not trying to take away. Yeah, it's huge. It's 19 decks. Seven different zones.
6,500 passengers.
6,500 passengers.
So now that it's in port, Coast Guard gets to do their thing, go on, make sure everything's safe and compliant. Then, of course, Carnival gets to go on their thing. They still have to ship in all these workers from, like, around the Caribbean, from Philippines.
Right.
I mean, they got to, Norway, you know, you got to get all your engineers back. You got to get all of these housekeepers. And you got to get all these, because they've only had a skeleton crew for the longest time.
Yeah. So they're going to have – they're in cruise terminal number 3, which is now the furthest to the east of – closest to the Jetty Park down that way there.
Yep.
It's right there. Yep.
The thing about the Carnival, they cannot give a specific date because they have to apply for a conditional sailing certificate. They can bypass the test cruises, but there's a problem still with finagling around the Florida law.
Right.
It starts July 1st.
Yeah.
That the governor's banning any business requiring vaccines. So there's a lot of slippery slope here. And Royal Caribbean says, we're just going to do the test cruises and we'll get started because we think we can demonstrate it's going to be safer than any place on land. Mm-hmm. And they have 2 doctors and 11 nurses on board. They have a whole medical facility. They have plenty of isolation cabins. If someone were to come down with, you know, symptoms or become positive or something,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to disrupt the voyage. And with most people vaccinated on the ship, you in essence have herd immunity, and you totally avoid the risk of what happened on Diamond Princess.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very confident they have everything they need. And CDC wouldn't be approving these test cruises if they did not have everything in place. And once the test cruises happen, it's a slam dunk. They're going to get everything successful.
Right.
And the test cruises are only 2 nights. So it doesn't give them a lot of time for anything to happen that's bad.
Right.
And, you know, they're playing by the rules, but they're going to go with the minimal risk. And, you know, they'll get a conditional sailing certificate real quick, and they'll be able to meet these time frames, ironically, sooner than these vaccinated cruises because there's less question.
Mm-hmm. So the Mardi Gras, just reading through some of this here, they are the first, now maybe you know this, Nick, the first roller coaster at sea cruise ship. Is that true?
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I can confirm that. And even more exciting, it's liquidized natural gas.
Yeah, LNG, yeah.
LNG ship, the first one in North America, making it a lot more sustainable and greener.
Interesting. The first live Family Feud game show.
No.
And apparently, Shaquille O'Neal has a stake in Carnival. I did not know that. He's the chief fun officer at Carnival.
So if you remember when they were you know, promoting heavily last summer because we were supposed to have delivery last fall.
Yeah.
So this summer, I think the coaster is called like Boom or Bam or something, whatever. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, Shaq and another person, they had like the whatever inaugural christening or ride on the roller coaster, and it was like this big, big thing, you know, big to do promotion wise. And yeah, I mean, it just looks like a lot of fun.
Right.
Emerald.
Who's the godmother?
I don't know.
Who is the godmother?
Of Carnival?
Of the Mardi Gras.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. I know there was a French Quarter, but if they're going to have like parades or anything kind of like a Mardi Gras like party theme, you need a godmother.
Hmm. Interesting. But that'll be exciting. Just to have another giant cruise ship here out of the port. Nick, what's going to happen with the Harmony? Have we heard? Is it going to stay in Port Canaveral?
The Harmony is going to come back from Europe. It will eventually come back to Port Canaveral, I think, in the winter.
Okay.
We're going to have four ships. Royal Caribbean is going to have four. Let me see. No, they're going to have three ships.
Three ships in Port
Canaveral?
They're
going to have four at one point. But they're going to have three ships at one time. They're going to have the Allure is going to swap out with Harmony, I think, in November, December, something like that. We're going to have in November, we're going to have the Harmony, we're going to have the Independence, and we're going to have the Mariner all at the same time.
Wow.
The Mariner is going to do 4- and 5-night cruises, and I think even some 6-night cruises. The Independence is going to do the 3 and 4, mm-hmm. and then the Harmony is going to do the 7. And next year, the Mariner is going to do several 8-night sailings to Bermuda out of Port Canaveral.
Wow.
First time Royal Caribbean ever done this. So I'm booked on one of those next September. 8 nights to Bermuda, a double overnight in Bermuda.
Wow.
3 days and 2 nights in Bermuda. And you don't have to fly. You just go to Port Canaveral. So they still got good pricing for those cruises. So it's only going to be happening next year for, I think they're doing maybe 6 or 7 of those, and that's it. So if you ever wanted to go to Bermuda and not have to fly to New York and catch a ship there,
that would
next
be nice.
Year on the Mariner of the Seas is going to do 8 nights to Bermuda.
What famous actor calls Bermuda his home?
Danny Glover?
Well, I don't know about him, but Michael Douglas.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. And Catherine Zeta-Jones.
So we want to thank
Bermuda is so nice. Bermuda is home to the world's smallest operating drawbridge.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's cute.
6 inches. 6 inches.
That's hilarious. just real quick, I just want to say thank you to all of our commentators here live on Facebook. Bolt is the name of the roller coaster, and Miss Dominican Republic is Mardi Gras Godmother.
Ah.
I remember those headlines. I just could not, for the life of me, recall. So thanks so much for our viewers.
Yeah, thank you, Carrie. Thank you very much.
Do you know that the godmother of the Allure of the Seas is Fiona, Shrek's wife?
Oh, wow.
Wait, is that, and that's not a Disney ship. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, they had the DreamWorks animation on Royal Caribbean for a while, so they had Shrek, they had Puss in Boots, and they had all those characters. So at that time, they had the rights to the DreamWorks animation, so they had a lot of those parades, and they since ended that relationship, but they still have, you know, they named Fiona the godmother of the Allure of the Seas.
So the Norwegian said that they're going to be sailing in August out of Miami, their 7-night their 7-night Caribbean, and then their 3- and 4-night on the break on the what are they, the ship that was up here. Not the Dawn.
And Nick, what
the Gem? Sorry, yeah. The Gem is out of Miami, and then August is, November will be back with the 3- and 4-night cruises. So
Fantasy was just important. Nick, can you comment on the Disney cruises? Because I know they did a lot of shuffling around.
They have approved test cruises on the Disney Dream, that's coming up in, I think, early July, late June, I'm not sure, but I know the Disney Dream has a test cruise approved. So Disney's not going to require vaccines because they're very heavily family oriented. So they're going to go the test cruise route.
Perfect.
All right. And there is one more new ship that was announced by Norwegian. It's called the Prima. That's going to be coming into Port Canaveral towards the end of 2022. Pretty exciting looking ship.
We got a while to wait for that one, though.
Yeah, a while. A while. But that looks like I got a mailing on it, and it's beautiful. Yeah. So there's stuff online now about that. But, you know, hey, we wish all of our cruise partners, our cruise lines success, because, you know, we don't want to see anybody go down from this. So we're hoping that things are going to – Nick, you'll have to give us an update after your next sailing in, what, next week? Next weekend you leave. And that's a 7-night sailing, correct?
Yes, and I will be broadcasting live streaming on a platform called HAPS TV, H-A-P-P-S. Huh. It's an app on your phone. You can download it, and you can watch my live streaming broadcasts, and you can just subscribe to me at Nick Vitani.
Nice.
And I'll be broadcasting live.
So is that like a Periscope?
Yes, it Periscope kind of sunset.
Right.
So this kind of takes the place. There is Twitter Live. I may be doing Twitter Live, but I'm on the same handle, Nick Vitani.
Yeah. Perfect. Anybody have any questions for Nick out there while we still have him? He's pretty much the godfather of cruises, I think.
They call me the cruise guru.
The cruise guru.
I like that.
Can we scroll back up and see any of these other comments here? They've been coming in. Let's see. Where are you sailing to? Okay, we've covered that. Why you believe vacation you shouldn't? I'm not. Okay. Someone, he said, first roller coaster, Dream Cruise will have longest roller coaster. The Dream Cruises. What are the Dream Cruises? We'll have the longest
the
roller coaster.
Dream.
Oh, the Dream. Okay. Raphael. Thanks for that. Bolt is the roller coaster. Wow. All right. Well.
So one of the questions was,
Nick,
what
do you
miss
know
most?
Raphael? He says, will the Pope bless the adventure of the seas?
Raphael, my good friend Raphael Zangano and his wife Alana, they have a site called Traveling the World from A to Z, and they're such great people. I've met them on some cruises before, and they've got a blog, they've got a YouTube channel. Yeah, the Pope will make an appearance, definitely.
Uh-oh.
He's bringing holy water.
That's right.
Very nice. Now, do you make a stop in Coco Cay?
We're going to be there for 2 days. We're doing an overnight in Coco Cay, and then we're going down to Cozumel and then Grand Bahama Island. And I can just tell you quickly, if you've never been to Grand Bahama Island, or if you have been and think it's really bad, the best thing to do there is take the shuttle to the marketplace and walk just a few blocks over to the Freeport Grand Lucayan Lighthouse Point. And they have day pass for $20. I think now I heard they raised it to $25. But they have the most beautiful infinity pool and beach. It's just so gorgeous.
What is that resort called?
It's called the Freeport Grand Lucayan Lighthouse Point.
And that's at Freeport. Freeport was always like – it was like
– not to be confused with the Grand Lucayan Beach Resort, because that is closed.
Gotcha.
They got damaged by Hurricane Matthew and never recovered. They just didn't have the money to repair it. But that property is under contract with Royal Caribbean and partners to redevelop that whole area of Port Lucaya. And it's going to be a private destination. So should be happening here, closing by the end of the year, and they're going to be working on that. Over in Cozumel, one of the things I really like to do is to take the original Cozumel Bar Hop, it's called. And they take you to the eastern side of Cozumel, where it's all pristine, nature-preserved land, no electricity, no development, just a few scattered beach bars along the coast. And it is so nice and refreshing. So
hey,
I'm
quick question.
Be doing that.
I know Sands Beer is only in the Bahamas. Do they carry it over in Freeport as well?
Sands Beer was made in is brewed in Freeport.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right.
That is where Sands Beer is from. And then there's Kalik. And that's brewed in Nassau.
Right.
So Bahamians, you know, the true Bahamian beer, they like to say, is the Sands. And then Kalik is brewed in Nassau. So those are the two.
Is there a tug of war between those two? Is there a battle of who thinks their beer is better?
Well, not really. I think the one mostly Nassau people, they drink Kalik.
Which do you favor, Kalik or Sands?
I love Sans. That's my favorite.
Sans light for me.
Sans
regular light, yeah. Sans. I tried the Kalik Gold, and it's horrible. It gives me a headache.
So
Sans beer.
So if somebody's out there right now watching and you know, just doesn't feel like they want to hop on a cruise, you know, the Bahamas, like, you know, Florida. Mm-hmm. If you want to fly over to the Bahamas right now, what kind of incentives are there flying? What's the cost approximately? What's the resorts, the best deals?
Well, Bahamas Air is probably better than JetBlue in pricing wise, but I know that the cruise line is subsidizing the airfare. If you're booking a cruise with them and you book the airfare through the Royal Caribbean, the website is called Air to Sea, and the price of the air is half of what I paid for on JetBlue. So, for example, on the first cruise, I booked my own flight on JetBlue, and with the luggage checking and everything, it was $494. The next cruise, I saw that they had the Bahamas Air loaded in on their Air to Sea, which is the Royal Caribbean's, you know, flight finder type thing. It was $249. Round trip includes check bag.
Wow.
So if you book the airline through the cruise, you get half price. It's really a good deal.
That is a good deal. That's awesome.
And it's nonstop.
So what's your favorite thing to do in Nassau when you're over there?
Woo, Nassau, there's so many things to do. Sometimes I do my own walking tour. I go to the Queen Staircase and sort of make a circle around all the historical places. I love to discuss and look at the history of places that I've been to and go to.
The governor's mansion.
One of the other things, I love to also take the city bus way out to Compass Point, which is kind of near the airport.
I remember that.
Beautiful, beautiful beaches out there. Yeah, we went back there to Compass Point, and it's really nice. Cable Beach is beautiful.
Yeah.
I go to the Bob Marley Stir It Up. It's a hotel and restaurant. It was originally owned by Bob Marley and his family.
Yeah.
And it got sold in the late 70s, but they maintained his name. And they actually have a little mini Bob Marley museum in there, and it's free. You just walk through there, and they've got pretty good food, and it's a cool place to hang out. So, I mean, that's...
How about the Watling's Rum Distillery? Is it open still?
That is also, I was going to mention John Watling's Rum Distillery.
Mm-hmm.
That's got some of the best rum to other... You know, you look at maybe Bacardi 8, which is a good rum. I've had the rums in Cuba. We've got Havana Club and the different types of rums in Cuba. And I always go back to saying that John Watling's, the 5-year aged rum is like some of the best rum ever.
Ooh, they really had good. That 130 proof.
Yeah, at the tastings.
Oh, yeah. They got that special single barrel reserve. And no. It's like drinking mouthwash.
Yeah, there's a lot of roosters there too. Chickens and roosters roaming around.
Yeah, lots
it's
of
pretty
roosters.
Cool.
Yeah, there's big hairy cocks there. And, you know.
Leave it to Nick. Just spoon feeding it. But also, Gray Cliff. That's one
House
of my
House of Gray Cliff.
House of Gray Cliff. Yeah, it's a restaurant, resort, and our favorite.
The smokes.
Cigar factory.
And so they are not cheap anymore.
No, and they hand roll them, though. So you go to the factory. There's like 4 rollers at any given time. But it's the freshest stick you've ever smoked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's delicious.
Yeah. Cool stuff.
Jay-Z and Beyonce often visit there. They had their – when they got married, he proposed to her there, and they are friends of the House of Grey Cliff.
Nice.
Did not know that. That's another tidbit of history
information. Yeah, the House of
Grey
Cliff is it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and once visited by rum runners and bootleggers like Al Capone, and even Winston Churchill stayed there one time.
Wow.
It's an interesting place.
Very cool. Hey, so I'm receiving offers from Royal Caribbean now with, you know, frequent offers from sailings from Miami, you know, Port of Miami, and they're saying I think it's the Allure, might be the Allure, out of Miami, starting in February of 2022, they're offering a 7-night sailing that goes to Coco Cay, goes to St. Thomas, and Port-au-Prince, Dominican, and Tortola.
No, you're talking about Norwegian.
Norwegian?
Yeah, Norwegian Cruise Lines does that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. That's a Norwegian. Okay. So they're doing the St. Thomas, the Port of Platte, the St. Thomas, the Tortola, and their Stirrup Cay Island.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like Tortola?
That's one of my favorite spots ever in the Caribbean because the British Virgin Islands are so beautiful. And if you were to go to St. Thomas or St. Croix or whatever, you know, you can't really go to the British Virgin Islands unless you have a visa, and they won't take you there on an excursion. But if you go to Tortola, you can get a private catamaran tour, and you go island hopping in the British Virgin Islands, and you can go to Joost Van Dyke, you can go to Virgin Gorda, you can go to Cooper Island, you could go diving at some of the premier dive spots there. And one of the British Virgin Islands is called Norman Island, and there's a lot of good diving around there, and there's actually some caves. And Norman Island was the inspiration for Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island. Robert Louis Stevenson was an author, and he was also a sailor, and he would sail around the British Virgin Islands, and he found that Norman Island was actually the only true documented place where buried treasure was actually found. And so that inspired him to write his novel Treasure Island. So if you were ever read Treasure Island and read about it, he's referring to Norman Island, which is in the British Virgin Islands.
Wow.
Beautiful. We saw a humpback whale and her baby in right off Tortola. We were there in late March, and they go down in the Caribbean and they give birth, and then they migrate north after that. So this was still at the time when the humpback whales were there, and the babies were just getting, you know, nursing and everything. And so I went to Alaska. I didn't see a whale. I went to Tortola. I saw a humpback whale.
That's funny.
Yeah, you saw two. Hey, Michelle says, hey, guys, can't wait to cruise again. Nick is full of an abundance of cruising info. He's full of a lot of cruising information and island information, just not just the cruise ships alone, but the history and all the amenities and things to do, all places Caribbean. So Nick Vitani, he's our special guest, and we are approaching the end of our show for the evening. But Nick, you're going to come back on in a couple of weeks. We're going to do another cruise update.
A little follow-up, yeah.
Yeah, a little follow-up, see how things
definitely
went.
Definitely.
All right. Nick's...
And if you want me to book your next Royal Caribbean cruise, I can do that too.
Awesome.
I get people on board credit. I get them the price drops.
Well, you're going to handle future cruise credit rebooking here pretty soon.
That's right.
I'm going to handle yours too. Yep.
Nick, how do people find you again?
They can find me on Twitter at Nick Vitani. That's a good place to find me. I'm at Instagram at Nick Vitani.
And that's where we see you doing a lot of surfing. That's another thing that you really love to do. The wave, the
flow rider
surfing. And Nick's gotten really good at that. I remember his first time I've seen him in person when he was actually pretty good then.
Mm-hmm.
And he would wipe out frequently. But now he's just like, all right, twirling, you know, 360s. Yeah. He's hopping. He's doing everything.
That's awesome.
There's a flow rider not far from my house. So in the last 15 months, I joined a place here. It's called the Solara Resort in Kissimmee.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been going at least, you know, twice a week, every week, and practicing and practicing and practicing. And I actually have gotten pretty damn good.
Nice.
One thing I know for sure, and I can say this with confidence, there will not be another cruise ship that Nick goes on and doesn't have a flow rider. He's got to have a flow rider. He's got to have it.
It's a prerequisite now.
No flow. No flow, no go.
All right, that's got to be a hashtag on your Twitter
handle
from now on.
No flow, no go.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, hey, thanks for coming in on via Skype with us. I think this is my first Skype here in the studio with somebody.
Yeah, this is the first time we had a virtual guest.
Yeah. So this is cool stuff. And if you guys are just catching the tail end of this, of course, it stays on the Facebook archive. And, of course, we go onto all podcast sites, iHeart and Spotify and all of them. So if you want to share this with your friends, Nick, share it with them here, or you can find, we'll send you the link for Spotify or whatever, iHeart, and then you can share it with them. They can listen to it while they're cruising or while they're traveling to work or whatever.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys. Take care, Nick.
Bye.
All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up. That was our industry update for the cruise lines, and we're excited about the things to come, and hopefully we just continue to line things up for the rest of the year, Jesse. So, great show.
I can't wait. Guys Cruise, coming soon.
Guys Cruise.
Look for it.
We're going to be back on the air next Monday night again here in the studio, Space Coast Podcast. And thanks for watching and listening to Steve Talks 321.